I'm David Brancaccio. Robinhood, the online trading platform popular among younger stock and crypto traders, now says that it's getting into the retirement account business, individual retirement accounts, IRAs. This is the same company the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority hit with the largest fine it had ever imposed, $70 million, for misleading customers and encouraging overly risky trades. The app used push alerts, encouraging users to make trades that could potentially put them in the hole. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Robinhood lost a bunch of users after federal regulators fined them for a number of misleading practices. Now it's trying to lure some back with fee-free individual retirement accounts aimed at gig workers who don't always have access to retirement savings plans. Steve Quirk is chief brokerage officer at Robinhood.
What we set out to do is put our minds to thinking about how we can build an offering that helps them.
It fits with Robinhood's stated mission of democratizing finance, first through stock trading and now with retirement. John Scott is project director for retirement savings at the Pew Charitable Trusts. He says anything that gets young people thinking about retirement savings is a positive.
In this country, your retirement security is dependent on what you save. And the earlier you save, even if it's a small amount, it could have a big impact on your retirement security.
Robinhood says it has almost 500,000 people on a waiting list for the IRA product. But the census puts the number of Americans without retirement savings in the tens of millions.
I don't think it's going to move the needle one iota.
Alicia Minnell is director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College.
It's really rare for someone to go out and set up an individual retirement account and contribute to it. It won't hurt anything, but it is not the answer to the coverage problem in our existing retirement system.
Robinhood says it's looking to educate users on retirement and what the app is doing with the money that people contribute. But Vicky Bogan at Cornell University is skeptical. She testified last year in Congress that Robinhood's system of push notifications and prompts encouraged potentially risky trades that chiefly benefited the company's bottom line.
Its business model and business practices have not always served the best interest of the users on the platform.
She says lowering barriers to entry into the retirement space is definitely a good thing.
But transparency with regard to the business model and where exactly they're going to be making their money and how they're going to be making their money is important for users to understand.
Robinhood says it will make money on this product like it does elsewhere, through collecting a share of profits on customer trades, from interest on uninvested cash, and by lending out shares of stocks to short sellers. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.